This is the Hull Show NFL Draft Special, live from Crazy Carl's Pizza in Fort Collins. Here's Brady Hull.
Just 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, hour number two here for our draft special, our marathon special. I didn't have a show today at noon because the Phillies were too busy beating up on the Rockies. We aired that today.
I figured you were just napping or
something. I did nap. Yeah. I did. That's why I knew they were going to get killed. But I was like, you know what? I could use the break. We're going to be out here till midnight probably.
I missed you today. Yeah, it's my Thursday afternoon.
Well, that's why I was like, come out with and be here. Yeah. We're sitting right next to each other. We have a beer.
This is better.
We got pizza. This is much better. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. And I've loved getting to both of you guys. Now, try to get along here, but you guys cover rival teams, and I feel like I'm somewhere in between, of course, what we try to cover. And Cody, just getting to know you these last couple of months, really during the basketball season, has been so fantastic. And I know we do have some Wyoming listeners, too, so it's been fun for us to engage with that and grow more. So I'm looking forward to football season, too.
Absolutely.
So we'll get you on a weekly basis.
Me, too. I'm much more of a football guy than I am basketball, but if they keep playing like that.
It didn't hurt.
We have some intriguing football seasons coming up with the local comings and goings and everything that's going on. Wyoming's had an interesting offseason.
Oh, yeah.
CSU's had an interesting offseason.
Yeah. No question about it.
I'm excited for football season.
We did get the Falcons pick. They take Drake London, the wide receiver out of USC, to pair with Marcus Mariota. I keep forgetting about that, but what's that going to look? I don't know. Is that going to be the guy?
Is that really going to be their guy?
I have no idea.
That's, no way.
I keep waiting for them, the second move. And just,
Where's
Baker Mayfield going?
Maybe there. Maybe he goes to Atlanta.
What about Garoppolo?
Unless Cleveland wants to play hardball and hang on to.
Yeah, the Garoppolo one's lingering.
Hang on to Baker.
I'm sure
glad they don't know about Deshaun.
Took care of business.
Oh, yeah.
Before this.
Boy. Well, isn't it? I will say this. It's not as interesting for Broncos fans in this draft, but it's also
relaxing right now because
it's like, okay, Russell Wilson or a guy we don't know about.
Like we've talked about on the air before. Who's the best quarterback Denver's ever drafted?
That was a great point because I was like, "Who is that guy?" I mean,
constant lack of success.
Think about their best quarterbacks, like obviously John Elway, Peyton Manning. I mean, if you want to throw Jake Plummer in there, is Brian Greasy the best quarterback? I don't know, man. I mean,
him, Jay Cutler,
Jay Cutler over Brian Greasy. That's probably a better pick there. But
it's all bad.
Cody, where do you think Chad Mumma is going to go, man?
Honestly, this is a huge homer pick. I think he is going to Denver.
What's funny is it's like the Trey McBride. Yep. The linebacker and the tight end are two positions that they really need. So in a lot of ways it makes sense. I think Broncos fans would love that. He's a great player.
And the Broncos, both of their targets are those positions right there. Two of their targets, at least. Maybe they have one or two more. But
what is kind of the range on where he's expected to go?
I keep hearing second and third.
Yeah. Okay, so you're kind of phasing out the first round.
Yeah,
you don't think he's
probably
go
Logan
the first
Wilson
round.
type of pick there. Early in the third is where Logan went to the Bengals, and that's the kind of guy you're going to get in Chad Mumma. You can't say it enough.
If you get Logan Wilson production at that spot, man, you're happy.
Well, how much does the Logan? You and I've talked about this before, but let's reiterate it here. How much does the Logan Wilson thing impact maybe the look at Wyoming linebacker? Maybe we could get this guy.
Huge. He opened the door for it, and it let teams know that hey, they can play ball in the Mountain West. Yeah. They can play ball at Wyoming. And also, the new incoming linebackers that came in the transfer portal this year to Wyoming, they came here because of what they're seeing.
Yeah,
it's a great sell job, isn't it?
Yeah, and people forget Cash Malawiya was drafted by the Patriots 2 years ago as well in the same draft Logan was. So both of your linebackers. And Mumma, as talented as he is, he sat in the waiting for 2 years. He was a special teams guy. He couldn't get on the field because of those
made
two.
Made so many plays, so many big. He's just one of those guys. He's not just a sound linebacker. He is a playmaker, too. Which he has that combination that teams are looking for. They want a guy that can be the he's doing the right things. He's not constantly out of position trying to make plays. But, man, he just seems to find the right spots.
If memory serves correct, he had an interception against CSU, really nice play on tough ball, if my mind is right. There were a lot of bad plays from CSU season, so a lot of them blurred together. Mumma's a great player. He's one, watching Mountain West football games, across the year. He's a guy that I always really enjoyed watching.
I was just looking up some of his stats. He had 17 tackles, not against Air Force like you would think, against Utah State.
Wow.
17 tackles.
That is spread, especially that offense.
The spread offense.
You wouldn't really think that. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's a big number.
He's incredible, and he's also, even Logan Wilson will be the first to tell you, he's a better athlete. than Logan is.
Really? Yeah.
He's Dang. Taller. He's faster. He's just – he's a really good player.
You talked me into it. George Patton, get on the phone, man. Yeah, let's get this
let's
done.
Let's get him going.
Well, it's funny, him and Trey McBride are buddy-buddy. They hung out at Mountain West Media Days last year. And McBride was maybe going to go to Wyoming, and Momo was maybe going to go to CSU. And it'd be great to see both of them. Trey McBride's an incredible player.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to see him in Denver and be able to like him.
I wanted to. I got a list of some Mountain West guys, and I wanted to kind of pick your guys' brains as far as who do you think's going to get drafted? We don't. I mean, the likelihood of more than one Mountain West. I mean, are we maybe Trey McBride, maybe Muma tonight. That's kind of it, right? As far as Carson Strong, I suppose. I'm forgetting about him.
He's kind of slid.
And again, quarterbacks were just. Yep. Teams are not that excited about the quarterback class here. Yeah. And Carson Strong, you know, it's
Carson,
kind of unfortunate.
Carson will be picked, but he's probably day three.
Yeah, I think you're right. So when you think about some of these players in the Mountain West Conference, you know, some of these studs that we've been, you know, some of these guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
How many do you think are ultimately going to get? Let's go into the fourth round, fifth round. I mean, how many guys do you believe?
Let me figure, let's spit some names. I think Carson Strong for sure going to get drafted. And to be frank, if you're drafting that guy in 4 or 5, I think you're feeling pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Strong arm, accurate. Yeah, he doesn't move, but.
Even Denver could take a flyer cares? In the fifth round on a guy
you
like
know,
that.
Short thing. You know, I'm familiar with the Nevada guys right now just because Romeo Dubs, great receiver, Ryan. Yeah. He had an awesome year. He'll get drafted. Again, probably in that 5-ish range. I'm not sure. Cole Turner, a tight end. I think he'll get picked. He's a nice player. He had the touchdowns that Trey McBride didn't have.
That's a fact.
You figure what? Khalil Shakir, he's for sure going to get drafted somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where, but he's a solid player.
There's just not a lot of names
not sure. It's a lot of these kind of mid-late round guys you know.
It's funny because the basketball side of things there's so many guys and I don't know if we're talking NBA but we're still talking about them.
Is Roddy gone yet, by the way?
I think he'll be back.
I think Kevin's right. I think he's gonna come back.
Such a hell of a player.
Yeah,
Seattle's pick is in.
CSU and Wyoming basketball next year is gonna be incredible.
I'm interested. Did you say you had some names on there with some Mountain West guys? Because I'm struggling.
So I'm curious. Punt God.
Yeah,
where's Punt God? Matt Araiza, is he getting picked?
What about your punt god here?
So
I don't think we're gonna have Stonehouse.
Mel
on
Kiper had him as the 8th best punter, which
Stonehouse?
Like, I'm not gonna say I've studied
what
all the punters.
About,
I'm not
right?
that person, but there's no way Ryan Stonehouse is the 8th best punter.
He might have
been
CSU's best player last year, not named
Drake
McBride. Oh,
well, we joked about that.
It's not even close.
Stonehouse loved Steve Adazio, right? Because he put him on the field all the time. You know what? Let's go. Charles Cross goes. I was waiting for him to go out of Mississippi State. I thought he'd go a little bit earlier in this one. But he is going to go to Seattle. And just like that, I got cocky about the defense and the edge rushing.
They
got
to rebuild that Legion boom.
We got a 3 offensive linemen and a receiver at our last 4 picks there. So we're starting to fill up the offensive side of the ball. Honestly, I was watching NFL Network yesterday morning, and they had this big exclusive with Araiza, the San Diego State punter. And I was just thinking to myself, I was going to text Kevin. I was like, dude. Stonehouse isn't getting any of this love.
It's very interesting because, I mean, Stonehouse's career numbers are better than Araiza's. Araiza certainly had some incredible. I'm not trying to knock Araiza. He's a great punter.
But he's not the most likable guy in the world, is he?
He was a outkick the coverage guy, which Stonehouse was early in his career. I think Ryan would admit that. But, you know, these last 2 years, he was not. You know, he averaged basically 50 a punt the last 2 years. And one of the knocks is altitude.
Sure.
His sea level numbers are the exact same. They're identical. CSU, I was doing a feature on Ryan midseason, pulled those numbers. CSU did as well. The numbers are the exact same. So, like, he's, you know, booming 70-yarders in Fort Collins and 35-yarders when they go on the road. So Stonehouse, he won't get drafted. He'll be in camp. You know, it's tough. They're only, you know, one per team.
Right.
So your options are limited. CSU had a guy, Hayden Hunt, several years ago, was a really good punter. I think he was NFL quality, but there just aren't openings. So I hope Stonehouse gets in a place where their punter is, you know, frankly, shaky and he can compete. Because I think he's one of the best 32 punters in the world.
And listening to him talk about punting is
Ryan Stonehouse, it's so
he's
fun.
An engineer kind of guy. Yeah. He's a smart guy. So listening to him talk about punting, I've never thought that much.
I remember
punting.
Sitting after a practice for 30 minutes talking punting with him.
Well, we're gonna
and
do
he
tonight.
Has a lot. He has a lot of spice too. Like
smart dude.
Like Ryan talks some smack. It's fun. It's funny. Like when was the last time you think punter and swag?
Yeah.
Stoney's got some swag.
You know what? talking about San Diego State, though, that's what's kind of hurting the Mountain West. Usually they got three, four, or five guys that yeah. are going to get
but
drafted.
But outside of Risley, do they have anyone?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No. Who's his name slipping my mind? Defensive end from San Jose State.
He's pretty nice.
Yeah, Hall?
I brought a little cheat sheet here.
Yep. Is he getting, I'm not sure.
He's a pretty nice player.
He didn't have a great year this year. Not terrible. Yeah. But.
So what are we thinking? We're thinking Chad Muma. We're thinking Trey McBride.
I'm just peeking over your shoulder here.
I brought a cheat sheet, Devin Tompkins, maybe. Does Nick Starkle get drafted? What's that? What do you think about that?
Probably late. He's one of those big, strong arm guys. I could see him maybe late, like a seventh round flyer.
I think we're going to see a lot of Mountain West guys get picked up after the draft.
Yeah.
A ton. Like, even Wyoming's got some guys. Garrett Kroll, the center. Yeah, Keegan Kreider. Yep. He's another guy that might.
Well, you guys are doing
That's
great.
That's kind of same with CSU. Patch, Patch and Maine Jones, they both have an outside chance to get in, the seventh round.
Those seventh rounds
are crapshoots.
Yeah.
So those guys have a chance. If not, they'll get signed, right away.
Ronnie Rivers, dude, he's an underrated dude.
And he catches the ball, which, current offenses like. So, Ryan Rivers is another one. I like him.
Romeo Dubs, though, Cole Turner. Cole Turner was the preseason tight end in the Mountain West.
CSU folks were not thrilled about that.
All right, so give me a prediction, a number. How many guys get drafted within the next 3 days from the Mountain West Conference?
I'll give it like an 7.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Both 7? Well, I'm just going to go with you there.
I think so.
Sevens. And there's another thing, by the way.
Boise State won.
Yeah, that's surprising, right?
Which is interesting.
And we're part of this is we're in this weird COVID phase where you have some of these guys that maybe normally would be going, but they have another year. It's like, hey, let me improve my stock a little bit more.
And Chad Muma could have gone back to Laramie for one more year.
So between that and guys who are transferring around with the COVID year, I think the COVID, that extra year is throwing some wrinkles in this of guys that, maybe you have seen that not quite yet.
Yeah.
The Jets pick is in at number 10. I'm officially going on Trey McBride watch at 17. That's where I'm landing. And I'm not thinking he's going to go 17. That's when I start thinking a little bit more about Trey McBride. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
So we just had an O-tackle.
We've had three O-tackles and a wide receiver.
What do we think the Jets are doing here?
The Jets will be interesting because, the Jets go with they got their cornerback earlier.
Skill guy, offensive skill guy maybe?
Probably. Again, it's so thick in the offensive lineman and edge rushers.
They better find somebody
here.
Look at that. They better find somebody to get to Josh Allen.
And they're getting Garrett Wilson, wide receiver out of Ohio State. So
can I tell a Josh Allen story?
I love a Josh Allen story.
So obviously, I saw him play a number of times, not as intimately as you, but, great Mountain West career. But I was skeptical. Mm-hmm. He wasn't terribly accurate in college. So I have a sort of a friend of a friend, huge Bills fan. So after his rookie year, this guy lives in Arizona. We were talking, and I said, Josh Allen. And, Josh Allen's rookie year, very up and down. Some great, kind of what we saw in college, some great plays, some bonehead plays.
Yeah.
I said, Josh Allen is not going to be great. I said, the guy wasn't accurate in the Mountain West. He's not going to be accurate in the NFL. Obviously, I've been proven an idiot. I hear from this guy all the time. Basically, every time Josh Allen has a huge game, I get text. So,
Did you see the Bills put out a thing, mean tweets? Luckily,
I just said in person, so other than him, there's no historical record of it.
There's no record.
But that's what he was. He is erratic in college. His highs were incredibly high, but his lows is like, what is going on here? And his rookie year was like that. I was like, that's just what this guy is. I'm thinking like Jay Cutler, basically. Like, he's going to make some crazy plays, but he's going to make some crazy plays.
Who would have thought? I mean,
but man, all credit to him. It's fun seeing. I love watching Josh Allen. He's a blast to watch. That Bills offense seems to fit. They've molded it perfectly. But yeah, I was way wrong on Josh Allen.
He was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think it was going to translate into what we're seeing now.
Sure.
Where he's like MVP going toe to toe with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Never would have saw that. Yeah. I didn't necessarily regret the decision for the Broncos to not get him at the time. That's probably going to turn out to be one of the biggest mistakes John Elway and the Broncos have ever made.
So I covered Michigan State at the time, and watching that draft, I'm like, oh, my God. Denver's on the clock.
Oh, yeah.
Josh is going to Denver.
He's a perfect guy for Elway, right? He's tall.
And Elway went to see him at the Potato Bowl. And
The Broncos are the worst evaluator, or at least at that time. Hopefully now they're
they don't have to worry about evaluating a quarterback for a while.
Well, that's true, too. But, man, John Elway couldn't pick a quarterback to save his life.
Washington, okay, we just got Tanner with the breaking news there. The Washington Commanders just traded their 11th pick to the Saints at this point.
Trying to find a quarterback, you think?
They might be doing exactly that.
I don't know.
That.
Who are you going with here, though? That's the only reason.
Oh, Pickett's got to be
this
the
high?
I mean, he's the best quarterback in this draft, right? But is he going to get – isn't that funny, though? I mean,
this year is
always
such a weird year for quarterbacks. How many different guys have been the best quarterback in this? It was Carson Strong at one point, I think. It's been
Hal
Pickett. It's been Howell
out of North Carolina.
Wow. We've had at least three guys be the quarterback of the
draft. Means you don't have one.
Which means you don't have one. What's funny is there's always going to be a run, though. So whenever this first one goes, there's going to be a surge. We're still going to get three first-round quarterbacks just because NFL teams love jumping.
Could this be the first round with no quarterbacks picked?
I mean, it's going to be the closest we'll ever be.
I don't think it will be.
But teams are just – and this is why it goes to the Trey McBride thing. Trey McBride is top 32 talent.
Absolutely.
It just – do teams value a tight end enough to say we're going to go over that as opposed to a D-end or an offensive lineman or a quarterback? And we know there's every year there's three or four quarterbacks that just get drafted because they're quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they just you need a quarterback, and you're hoping that you spin that chamber, maybe you get lucky.
The tight end should be valued. I mean, look what Kansas City's been doing all these years.
Well, that's what's interesting is you're starting to see tight ends be utilized so much more, not just in the blocking game, but you're seeing guys go down. You know, again, it was Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates. They kind of changed the game. Then it kind of softened a little bit as far as where the tight ends go, and then bam.
Especially in the AFC West.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I'll be curious to see. That's why I do think if I'm a team, I'm taking a chance in that first round on Trey McBride because I think he's that good of a player.
And that's the thing with McBride and Muma. They're both cut from the same cloth. They're going to give you their all. They're going to not give you any trouble. They're going to work their ass off. They're going to be great.
Yeah. And I think that that's a big thing, too, because, you know, we're
it
talking
definitely
about
helps
attitudes.
If you know and, you know, off the field, no concerns at all.
None.
That certainly helps. If, like you say, you know exactly. There's no variance in Trey McBride.
No.
You know exactly what you're going to get. Yeah, does he have the receiving ceiling of Pitts? No. But you know exactly what you're going to get. Fear, you know, one of the things CSU people always loved, and I think rightfully so, is that Trey was a until the end of the whistle and maybe past the type of guy. He loved blocking dudes. He loved making some little D end across from him be like, ah, crap.
And he ran his mouth a little bit, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I know he was not loved up north.
Exactly.
By any means,
but he's one of those guys that if he's on your team, you absolutely adore him as
a
teammate because he knows he will run through a wall for you.
Yep.
And if you're against him, you hate him, which is kind of perfect for a tight end, really.
Totally.
And kind of like linebacker, too. You want that. Like that edge. And Trey has it. He loves blocking. A lot of tight ends, we saw it with Noah Fant. Didn't want blocking one, couldn't block anyone. Any of the three of us could have gotten past Noah Fant.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Saints have about 2.5 minutes here, so we'll try to stay on here. Cody, before we let you go, because we know you're gonna hang out in Fort Collins for a little bit, right?
Don't
you're going to paint
tell
the town.
That.
I won't tell them where you're going to go.
I actually just tweeted Cody
Isn't
Tucker.
That bad for
who hijacked your Twitter, by the way?
I had
to unfollow you.
That's hilarious.
It was getting scary.
Mr. Sneakerhead.
Scary anyway, man.
Slinging the sneakerhead stuff. So.
Cody, what do you think of spring, your assessment of spring for Wyoming?
Really exciting because last
entertaining for you,
quarterback
right?
Quarterback battle is always fun.
Absolutely. Andrew Peasley is in Laramie now from Utah State. Wyoming and Utah State kind of did
trade.
The switcheroo.
Yeah,
and the coaches really like him. Unlike you guys, though,
is
we couldn't
he the
watch.
Favorite?
I think so.
What are the restrictions like? What you get to see anything, or is it like we got to see punting last
stretching.
Year?
Stretching. 20 minutes of stretching.
Well, that's exciting.
Two times a week. Yeah.
You know they're not going to pull a hammy, and you can talk about that a little bit.
I suppose, yeah. Craig actually let us watch 35 minutes of practice the other day. It was stunning.
Wow.
I mean, he threatened our lives beforehand not to
no
write
pictures
anything
at all?
Or tweet or
can
take
Can you
pictures.
Take pictures of anything?
At the beginning, you can take tight
So it's I mean,
shots.
Adazi was like, you couldn't take a picture of a pitch.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I mean, it's a pitch. It's
I don't
happen.
Think he's going to be missed at all by anyone.
By anyone. I mean, the people within CSU, obviously, they can't all speak very publicly. He's not missed.
No.
I'll tell you that.
whatever happened to
Sorry about that, folks. We get some kind of weird triangulation from the aircraft,
the
or something flying over. You never know what happened there. But we did get right off the bat, Tanner Schwint connecting us there. Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com and Kevin Lytle from the Colorado and hanging out with us a bit. We've kind of thrown a few hosts around here today. I just saw Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick hanging out as well. His lovely wife joining us as well, having
some pizza.
This place is hopping. Oh, it's a great place to come and have great pizza. Watch sports.
Watch some games.
You know, what you had NBA
games going.
I watched
the national championship, basketball national championship here,
did
as
you
a matter
really?
Of fact.
It's a great place to watch. I mean, the TVs are, to me, perfectly throughout this place.
Yep.
So it's an excellent spot to watch. And we got NBA going on as well. Cody, I know you're a big NBA guy.
Huge.
I'm your hockey guy here.
Kevin's our hockey guy. Cody's our NBA guy.
I'm stoked that the playoffs are happening because that means the season's almost over, correct?
You know what? I'm telling you, Nikola Jokic next year, I'm going to bring you to a game, and you're gonna be like, dude, this guy's fun to watch. We're going to do it next year. We're going to do it, man.
I can't wait.
Saints pick is in, but Cody, you were kind of wrapping up spring ball, and again, not a lot of opportunities to see what the inner workings are. And again, spring ball is always interesting anyway, but what do you think this team's going to be like next year? Because KFK is the voice of the Bears. I'm interested in this. What's that score going to be? The UNC Bears are heading to your neck of the woods next year, and Ed McCaffrey's trying to turn things around in Greeley.
I can't remember what year it happened, but Wyoming actually beat Northern Colorado like 103-0.
Can we not let that happen?
I think you're safe. Yeah, and I'm not letting any cats out of the bag here. Craig Bull's going to run the ball. They're going to play good defense. Titus Wynn is
Wait, they're not going to the spread this year?
Just change it up, man.
Titus Wynn's an unbelievable running back.
I love him.
He's going to be really good this year. Coach has never talked him up. He's talked him up all spring, and we're not going to see him during spring ball.
CSU doesn't want to see him.
Yeah, no, he's a hell of a running back. Cowboys got some good tight ends coming back, good offensive linemen. But youth.
Wow.
Youth across the board. Which is kind of exciting. I mean,
last year they were
talking Mountain West Championship with all the guys they had coming back, and they just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Quarterback play was not good last year,
and
it starts there, right?
Yep. Yes. It's going to be as always, obviously, Border War is always fun, but I'm really excited for it this year because, you know, CSU fans are, you know, going to be back excited about their team. I think last year when CSU went up to Laramie, CSU fans fully expected to get whipped, and that's what happened, where this year it'll be a different vibe.
Absolutely.
And that makes it's better for everyone. Both teams are good, let's be real.
Absolutely. And I've talked about that a lot. When Utah and BYU were dominating this conference back in the day, I have a couple of CSU friends, don't tell anybody that either, but they'd say, man, I wish that was us.
Yep.
I wish that was Wyoming and CSU that were battling for championships, which we might see in basketball next year.
Yeah, I mean,
if Mr. Roddy's back.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, maybe.
We could talk CSU-Wyoming basketball for the rest of these
three hours. Oh, it was so much fun.
I mean,
and again, part of
Wyoming's loading up. CSU's made some nice additions. Like you say, if Roddy comes back, you know, that's about the best offseason addition you could make is keep
absolutely.
David Roddy.
Kevin, what do we got there? The
Chris
Saints
Olave,
okay.
Another Ohio State another receiver,
so
I should say.
So we're two receivers.
So,
two
back-to-back.
Ohio State wide receivers back-to-back there.
Ohio State. Yeah, you know, they have pretty impressive offense at times this year, so it makes sense.
All right, so we're going on to pick number 12 for the Lions. We got a Lions fan over there.
My wife's a poor Lions fan sitting in the car right now.
This is nervous time for her right now.
What's she feeling? Was she excited about Aiden Hutchinson? I mean, that seems like a good pick for them.
She's also she went to Central Michigan, but also a Michigan State fan, so not crazy about Hutchinson, but he's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
Maybe another J.J. Watt type of guy.
If you get either Watt, take him.
All right, so the Vikings traded to the Lions, so the Lions now have that 12th pick. How far are we going to go? I mean, Cody brings up an interesting point. Do we dare get past this first round without a quarterback? Maybe we get through half of it. We're not that far from getting through half of it.
I can't see how we go through a whole first round just because NFL teams love making terrible decisions on quarterbacks.
Chris Abshire is going to look this up.
Yet.
Chris can look this up for us. When's the last draft that we've gone – that we go to 15, maybe 15 picks without a quarterback taken?
19, 1951.
Probably, or maybe even 1921.
I completely made
like
that. No one write that
before
down.
The draft
that was,
ever
that was
even
complete sarcasm.
What? You mean I
that's the first time I've ever been sarcastic.
Yeah, it's okay to make stuff up once in a while.
But really, who do you take? You take Kenny Pickett in the round with that kind of money attached to him?
I just think that that's when teams get in trouble. They just take a quarterback to
but
take
teams
a quarterback.
Teams love reaching on quarterbacks.
They do.
It's like a
well,
GM
also,
favorite. Yeah, they want to be the genius who got the right guy.
Oh, nobody wanted this guy. Nobody wanted this guy. All right, so.
Now watch some absolute stars come out.
All right, so we got
our Lions fans all excited.
The Lions are on the clock.
Oh, no, he's not.
On the app.
Oh, no.
So
guys,
the app
oh, man,
ahead.
I wish we could show us this.
They must have just taken a quarterback the way he's looking.
He seems very torn.
He seems really interested. He looked sad at first. Now he seems happy. We're going to see what the Lions pick here is in just a moment, and then we'll take a break.
Straight play-by-play of this poor Lions fan.
Michael, I don't know where we are in the break, by the way, if we need to take another break between this one or what, but we'll do it in a moment. We'll get to the bottom of the hour here in just a bit. But the Lions pick is in. And
That's Pickett.
He's got his hair slicked back. He's casually drinking some water there. There he is.
He's casually got a hot, beautiful girlfriend.
Several of them surrounding him right there. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
There's some benefits to being a first-round quarterback.
Regardless of how good you are. Go in the first round. It doesn't really matter.
I'm getting a phone call. It's not Kenny Pickett, guys.
Is it Trey McBride by chance?
It's not.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
I thought maybe he'd let us know. I think we are approaching my Trey McBride. Watch, we got several picks to go, but we're getting there. I do want to just see what the heck the Lions are going to do. Is it going to be, in fact, the quarterback position? Because they do need a quarterback. It's probably very depressing for them to watch what happened in the Super Bowl with Mr. Stafford.
And then
do his
Stafford
thing.
Does the commercial.
And he does commercials now
brutal.
That kind of rubs it in a little bit. That's got to be a tough deal. So we're getting – I thought I saw Roger Goodell approaching the podium, but that is not the case. The 1996 draft did not have a quarterback. We're getting that from our intel at the
did
studio.
Did not have a quarterback in the first
round.
Did not
have a quarterback taken in 1996.
That would have been Moses Moreno and Josh Wahlwerk for the Border War.
Wow, yeah.
Josh Wahlwerk never got a look, and he was the second leading passer, I want to say, in the country that year for Joe Tiller.
Wow. Wow, well, maybe we get there. I don't know. I'm getting the sense. I mean, why did our Lions fan look so stressed? Does he know something that we don't?
He's pissed that they're on the clock.
I was going to say, maybe it's just about the trade. Maybe he didn't like the
Who
trade.
Did they trade? Yeah, what did they – maybe we could see what the trade was. Did they trade another star player? Did they trade Calvin Johnson again somehow? Did they bring him out of retirement just to trade him? I do feel for Lions fans. And, of course, Cody, you said your wife is a Lions fan. The Lions have had so many – a few really great players that they just could not deliver. There's the trade there. The Lions get the 12th overall pick and the 2022 second pick. Vikings get, boy, that's my eyes are getting worse by the day.
32, 34, and a third.
All right, there we go. Well, is that terrible? I mean,
you know what, living in Michigan was, you know, I'd be griping about the Broncos because they were so bad at the time, and Lions fans would just look at me and go, shut up.
All right.
That's unfair. Fair point.
All right, here it is. What are we? Are we going to get our first quarterback taken in the NFL draft? Roger Goodell is at the podium.
It's going to be Pickett.
Will the Detroit Lions take Kenny Pickett at number 12? The pick is in, and Roger has announced that we're going to go with another wide receiver. Jameson Williams out of Alabama.
We believe in Jared Goff.
We're getting another wide receiver taken. Three wide receivers in a row are taken, and the Lions don't go quarterback there. Okay, 7:31. Well,
our Lions fan's not happy.
We should get the Lions fan on and ask him do an interview. Cody, my man, appreciate you so much. I know you got to get rocking and rolling. Have fun tonight, man. And we love the connection with you on the whole show and KFKA. Can't wait to keep doing it, my friend. And
absolutely.
Just appreciate all the work you do and covering this Wyoming football team, the basketball team, pretty much all things Wyoming sports.
Thank you so much, Brady. It's great to be on.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you
soon. Kevin, take care of your Twitter.
Take care of your Twitter, Kevin. Stop getting hacked, okay? All right, we're live from Crazy Carl's Pizza. It's our draft night special. Courtesy of the whole show and our wonderful folks here at Crazy Carl's Pizza. If you've never had Crazy Carl's Pizza, then I don't even like you as a person. All right, 32 minutes after. No, I do, actually. We'll take a quick break. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. I'm Tanner Schwint in for Brady Hull. What the hell? Brady always does 2 hours every single day. He gets an hour and a half in, and there's pizza and beer, and he has to take off.
Did he just head off for another nap,
I think that's. Yeah, I think he's looking at it going, okay, 10 o'clock, it might be a little late here. Joined by Kevin Lytle and Chris Abshire. Guys, a couple of trades back-to-back right there. We were talking, Chris, while we were off here. The Lions fan was not happy with that.
No, he was pissed.
We're going to need to have – sorry, I'm sorry. We need to have one of those TVs on the draft over there. Kevin, can you make that happen? Can you go yell at somebody? Let's do this. I'm going to text Brady and tell him that he's got to get on. But, yeah, I figured – didn't you think it was going to be Kenny Pickett or Malik
Willis?
Oh,
Willis, I really did. When they traded, I thought it had to be a quarterback.
Oh, I mean, that would be the natural thing. You spend that much capital to move up.
Hence the Lions. I mean, there are, you know, got rid of Stafford. Goff, obviously. I mean, God bless Jared Goff, but he ain't the answer.
Well, and how bad does Jared Goff have to feel? Like, that was the ultimate, problem.
Hey, less bad. They just got him a receiver.
What? But after getting traded from the Rams, right?
Yeah.
And going and winning the Super Bowl? That was the definition of, you know what's holding us up? Oh, yeah, it's you.
Well, oh, yeah.
Well, at least the guy who replaced him is now in commercials making fun of it.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, Matthew Stafford's in commercials these days. Jared Goff, yeah. I mean, he's celebrating their first win in game 15
right.
of the season.
Right.
You know.
Well, then Stafford gets in the debacle at the Super Bowl after party where that woman fell. Did you see all that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I do like Matt Stafford, but I really thought the Lions were going to go to one of the I thought the Lions were going quarterback there for sure. So the Eagles are on the clock right now.
Is this the latest?
Did they take one?
No, they're just recapping.
Yeah. I'm curious now, Tanner. You're the one with the computer. Can you look this up? Is this the latest a QB has ever been picked?
It's got to be getting
or
close.
I don't know about ever. Certainly
at least in a long
modern,
time.
Yeah.
Well, we were just talking.
You know, back in the day, I'm sure, you know, a halfback, a fullback.
Well,
a tailback.
Yeah.
A punter at some point. Can Stonehouse go? No, but this was the first
time.
He's
going to announce his pick live on air.
Is that what? That would, how
on Instagram live.
This is the first time in 5 years, that they did not, that a quarterback wasn't taken number one overall. And now here we sit at pick 13 with a quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised. I figured by 10, like, we would have had a quarterback by now. So now the receivers.
Do you really think there's a first, you know, we're not GMs, but do you really think there's a first round talent?
I mean, that's the story of this draft, right?
Right.
I mean, every GM's trying to figure that one out.
We were talking about that with Cody. How many different guys have been, you know, a potential top quarterback? It's been Pickett. It's been Hal. It was Carson Strong at one point.
Yeah.
It's been Malik Willis. I mean, it's just run through, which probably means you don't have one. You know, Malik Willis intrigues me. I could see him being good, but, you know.
Nope, there you go. Hold on a second here. Go ahead, Kevin.
When I thought the Lions were going Kenny Pickett at 12 or whatever, or not even 12.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It would have been 11.
It would have been 12. Yep.
Ooh, we have a trade.
I wouldn't
here,
have been
fellas.
Feeling good about that.
Got another trade. So
yeah, so the Eagles trade in.
Yeah. The Eagles are trading their – oh, no, they got
they
their
traded
13th
up
pick,
two
right?
picks. Yeah, they traded yeah. up from the 15th
right.
pick.
So they're going to be the –
13th
pick.
13th
it's
pick
in.
Right now.
Waiting to see.
Eagles fans are happier than I've ever seen them in a draft. What is the deal?
I'm sure they'll boot.
They'll make the pick here. So this is. I feel like this first round. I mean, this is going a lot slower than what we normally see, right?
Oh, really? I felt like it was faster.
Oh, really? Well, that's because it's the first time you've done a radio show while doing the draft.
Yeah.
Me too. So I don't know. I don't know what to compare it to. But
okay.
So the Eagles here. I mean. They still don't have an answer, really, at quarterback. I mean, I don't think anybody thinks Jalen Hurts is going to be their answer there, right? So do you go from a mediocre quarterback to the possibility of another mediocre quarterback? I don't know. They were just, you know, outside of Devontae Smith, he had a pretty nice year coming out of Alabama for him in his rookie season. But where could the Eagles be going? Again, we're live from Crazy Carl's Pizza off of Timberline here in Fort Collins. Just about standing only in here, too, so. But
they're all out here to see us.
I think so. Everybody walks in is coming out to say hello. 32-ounce beers for $3. I'd stand and drink that beer. Don't you think, Kevin?
We've been doing that.
Absolutely.
We've been doing that ourselves
right,
this evening
right.
a little bit.
You're empty over there. What the
yeah,
heck?
I know. Don't worry. I'll refill.
I know you will.
We're not even halfway through the first round. He's, you know, it's like you said earlier, it's a
long,
marathon.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Not a sprint.
So this Jordan Davis, a defensive tackle from Georgia.
I love Jordan Davis.
Did that's he really last this long? Wow,
that's a second
wild
DT.
He is the most nimble, absolute giant of a man I've ever seen in my life. And he is huge. So now you watch him play, and, man, he's got quick feet, quick movement. He's fun to watch.
When he ran that Michigan tailback down in the flat yeah. in that college football semifinal, right. I just remember everyone that maybe hadn't been following college football all year watching that and just, I mean, that was just like a, oh, my God moment. You know, they went crazy for that.
Two defensive linemen from Georgia go in the top 13. Obviously, Trayvon Walker was the number one overall pick to Jacksonville. And now Jordan Davis goes at number 13 to the Eagles. Kind of figured they'd go more offense there. I mean, the Eagles, they were an up-and-down team. They snuck into the playoffs, right, guys? My memory's starting to fade on me. Didn't they play in that first round of the playoffs with the expanded format? All right, guys, don't worry. I'll look it up.
We're the experts here, Tanner.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason. You mentioned, you know, two D linemen from the same school and top 13 picks. There's a reason that defense was as good as they were. There's a reason they won the playoff. It was built off that defense. Yeah. They were, you know, incredible. And I just love his highlights.
Look at this. They're showing him. He's tracking down.
He's going sideline to sideline like a linebacker, and he's one of the biggest humans I've ever seen in my life.
The Eagles did make the playoffs, but they got blown out in the first round this year. So adding an absolute playmaker there. And here's the thing. With the NFL game getting
a bigger
so
hat.
Fast.
His head's too big.
His head is too big for that hat. But with the NFL game getting faster, you need big guys, but you need big guys that can move 4.7 40 time for this man. I mean, and you just talked about it, Kevin. He is a
monster.
This
man weighs like 200 pounds more than me and runs a much faster 40.
You couldn't do a 4.7? 6'6", 341, 4.7. That is terrifying.
Yeah, he's a fun one just because you don't see guys like that. So I'm a fan just because he's so unique.
Yeah, that's, you talk about a guy making a staple. And this is what's always interesting. Like, if he wouldn't have had that performance, in the national championship game like you guys were just talking about, would he have gone this high?
You know? I think he would have, just the physical attributes. Yeah. I mean, off the chart. In fact, I'm mildly surprised he wasn't the one that was going number one overall and his teammate isn't the one going number 13. I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit. I feel like this was a kind of – it fits the theme of the draft a little bit. It feels like it was a bit of a nondescript number one pick. Yeah. Maybe it's just because it wasn't a quarterback and you don't have the skill position name element. But I do feel like this year the top picks were both more unpredictable and just they weren't all, you know, these big-time college stars.
Yeah. And, Walker surged kind of late. You know, he wasn't in that number one talk until – you know, pretty close
today,
to the draft
really,
here.
Right?
Well, I mean, last week, I'd say, I started hearing it.
And he was still, like I said, for all those...
Yeah, an underdog.
He was an underdog to be picked at number one overall. But, you know, we talk about recruit. Like, not that Georgia needed another recruiting, you know, cap to throw on, but two defensive linemen in the first 13 of the draft. That D-line coach is asking for a raise right now for Georgia.
Doesn't hurt, and if you're the next guy coming in, you're getting some nice NIL money, I'm sure.
I think so. That's actually a really good point, Kevin.
I don't know if they care enough about football down there in Georgia to get that NIL money.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, the southern states aren't big into college football, are they?
No.
Baltimore Ravens pick is in, pick number 14. Obviously.
We know this isn't a quarterback.
It should be. I cannot stand Lamar Jackson. I don't know.
Why? Because he's really good? Do you just
he's
not like
He's a running back at the quarterback
this
position.
This human being just say doesn't like Steph Curry.
Right, he was just talking about Steph Curry. He says he doesn't like Lamar Jackson.
After watching last night, how can you like Steph Curry if you're a Nuggets
because
fan?
Because he's an incredible basketball player.
He's fun to watch,
cool
but I don't have to like him. Yeah, okay, as a guy, he's fine, but as a basketball player, no.
That's what we're talking about here. Oh, like, well, there's always going to be team rooting interests where you might root against a player.
No, I will not take my hat off. I'm sticking with it. But I said when Lamar Jackson got drafted, he would be last 3 years in the league.
You're wrong.
This is his third year, right?
He's incredible.
No. He's too injury prone, man. He's too injury prone.
It was actually year four.
Is this year going into this year?
No, this was year four.
Well, then I must have said that a year ago or something like that. So whatever it was. Well, let me just fit my narrative here. But I think Baltimore, that AFC North is so damn competitive. Like, especially, you know, I don't know what Deshaun
Is it
Watson,
anymore?
I don't know what Why wouldn't it be?
Well, Steelers don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, they do.
Who?
Yeah,
they haven't had a quarterback, the greatest
quarterback of all
anyway.
Time. They've got Mitchell Trubisky, man.
Hey, draft night legend for his tweet
all right,
5 years
I'm going to walk off. Yeah, I'm going to walk off.
So just so everybody who didn't catch that episode of NoCo Now, I was all in on the Aaron Rodgers deal for Denver. When that didn't happen, I started looking at, like, the quarterbacks available. And for a second, after I was depressed that Rodgers
I
was going back.
I said Mitch Trubisky on your
you
show
did,
and sarcastically.
And
you
I
just
went
ran
all
with it.
In. I went, and I talked myself into it. Listen, Mitchell Trubisky's a better quarterback than Ben Roethlisberger was last year, and the Steelers made the playoffs. You can't even argue that Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, that is the
year.
Sound of a man that's fed up
yeah,
with you.
Yeah,
Tanner.
I can see that. Here comes Roger Goodell. Maybe that'll give.
Gosh, this man is wearing me
you're
out.
You're saying that Mitchell Trubisky is not a better quarterback than Ben Roethlisberger was
last
year?
They're both terrible.
No.
I will give Tanner this. There is at least still potential for Mitch Trubisky to grow and develop in a way that
broken,
Ben Roethlisberger was never
obviously.
Going to. It was a decline.
Kyle Hamilton, a safety out of Notre Dame, goes.
Speaking of a guy who I was surprised lasted this long, I mean, that injury he suffered late in the season probably tanked his stock because he was a top five midway through the season in most projections. I mean, he was about as good as you get from a secondary position in college. So
when the Ravens tend to hit on defensive players. They
yeah,
they have quite a history.
For about 25 years now.
Yeah.
Right. The NFL comparison that they've got here is Derwin James. So I don't know if he's going to play safety. He could float down and play cornerback at times, too. But when you have that, I think the AFC North, we know it's smash-mouth type of football, but with what Cleveland did now, maybe with Deshaun Watson, with the greatest quarterback of all time and Mitchell Trubisky for Pittsburgh, you know, and, of course, Joe Burrow with the Bengals.
That's
you,
the
you
one that's actually
defense.
The GOAT.
Well, an actual good quarterback.
So we talked early in this program. I didn't think McBride was going to go in this first round. I've talked myself into McBride 31 to the Bengals.
I think that's just the tall beer.
No.
I mean, there is some fit there. They do have a little bit of a need. You know, I think if he goes tonight, it's them or the Titans, I think.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. Well, Houston is on the clock now. Let's grab a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll let you know what Houston and Washington does. It's the Whole Show Draft Night Special, live from Crazy Carl's in Fort Collins. Chris Abshire, Kevin Lytle, and myself, Tanner Schwinn. We'll be back on the other side on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KMK. Well, the Texans go offense this time. Kenyon Green out of Texas A&M. He's a guard. They take him 15th number overall, and I'll tell you what, they need help just about everywhere.
I was
going
to say, like we talked earlier, pretty much no spot that's not whole, so pick the best.
Yeah, well, and they got Derek Stingley overall at number 3, and now coming back with Kenyon Green out of Texas A&M.
I think this is interesting because it kind of goes back to that discussion we had about the Broncos and Trey earlier.
Yeah.
This
local
is going to be a very
–
localism.
In a past life, I covered the Houston, Texas for a radio station down in Houston, and I can tell you this will be a popular pick. Obviously, offensive line protecting the quarterback, but also that Texas A&M product, local kid. You know, they're going to be very happy about that. You know, we kind of talked about it after that first five. There were no offensive line picks. We've really seen that ramp up in the last 10 picks. This is, what, the fourth in
That's
the last
right.
10 picks? So,
yep, absolutely.
I mean, we're really seeing a run on them now.
Well, and Lord knows you can't let Davis Mills get hit. I mean, he's just right below Mitch Trubisky.
Is his name David?
Is it David?
Down there, they call him Davis Dimes.
He's a very nondescript player.
What's the breaking news that I see coming up there from the Cardinals? What did I see
they
there?
They trade Cardinals their number 23 pick to the Ravens for number 100 and wide receiver Marquise Brown.
Not the biggest news I've ever seen in my life.
Well, and you see breaking news on draft night, you think Kyler Murray, because he's been wanting to get out of there. But, that's not the biggest news ever.
I think it's intriguing with Kyler Murray. I mean, there's a lot of ways that if they want, they could reunite Cliff Kingsbury with one of his former QBs. I mean, hey, Baker Mayfield's out there and available.
Yeah.
Get him another one.
Yeah, all Cardinals fans just had the same thing we did. What, you'd rather have Kyler Murray than Baker Mayfield, right, Kevin?
Yes.
I would say so.
Just want to throw it out there, just FYI. Well, now the Washington Commanders are in. this team is in so much turmoil, it seems like, all the time with Snyder at the helm of this thing. And now they went out and got Carson Wentz. Talk about not being breaking news.
Oh, that's really moving the needle there.
I mean, but that division's so bad that even Carson Wentz might be able to go win that division.
That's true. I mean, other than Dak Prescott, the other quarterbacks in the division are not exactly going to overwhelm you there.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you probably got to go get him help here, right? Don't you think Washington goes offense?
You would think so. They have Terry McLaurin.
But he's, you know, he wants a new contract. Like, as
soon
as,
we all.
Yeah.
I think given the allegations facing that franchise, they need to go defensive. Tanner has no comment.
Can we boo that joke?
Tanner has no comment.
Kevin,
for that.
Kevin, are you going to boo him?
I might just leave, guys. Okay.
Kevin gets to hear these in the office all day.
Oh, thank you. There's the boos coming in. There's the boos coming in.
Mike is a little late on the draw on that.
That's all right. He's there. He got it done in a hurry. I mean, I think you got to go offense. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, wants a new contract. They got Chase Young last year, who was an absolute stud until he got injured, of course. So I think you go and try and add some offensive pieces. And Carson Wentz isn't a terrible quarterback. That's what you look for in that division. So get an average quarterback and surround him with good weapons. I think you're in a pretty good spot.
When you say that, though, what you're referring to is they can make the playoffs with Carson Wentz. They can't do any serious noise with Carson Wentz at quarterback. So I don't know. Maybe you hope that you can get a QB next year, build your defense for the next half decade.
Didn't he lead an NFC East team to the Super Bowl at one point?
Not the quarterback playoff run.
Yeah, then Nick Foles.
Can you draft a new owner? Is that an option?
That's what they need. Well, you know how bad it has to be for, like, the federal government to say, hey, you're running things wrong? Like, that's just terrible management by the Washington Commanders here. Couple minutes left here in this hour. Again, we'll be out here until 10 o'clock tonight. Brady and Kevin and Chris will be interviewing Ryan Stonehouse coming up at 8:05, the CSU Rams punter. So this was a poll question I saw surfacing around the other day. Would you draft a punter with your number three or your third round pick if he was once in a generation? Like, by far and above, yes, the best punter ever. Would you use a third round pick on a punter?
I think the advanced analytics would show that would pay off.
I would agree. I mean, you have the second
you'd
coming
have to
of Ray
sell
Guy.
To the fan base, because fan base isn't necessarily smart.
They would be pissed.
But
hey, look, we saw it last year. The Bengals drafted Evan McPherson, a kicker, not a punter, but that paid off handsomely for them in the playoffs.
I think, but third overall. I mean,
third overall. I thought we were talking
third round. Yeah, absolutely. Third round pick. You get the argument there is just like if you're doing that, you've clearly got a bad offense. So why not go get like a third, you know, third rounder that can help your offense so you don't have to use your punter so much?
That's true. You know, maybe that's a question that would have been better served 20, 30 years ago in the NFL. Whereas now, you know, we're seeing the trend of a lot more coaches kind of getting up on the analytics side of things and being willing to go for it a little bit more on fourth down. Maybe a punter's a little less valuable in that respect for sure.
Washington Commanders pick is in. Let's see where they're going here. Of course, the Chargers are up next with pick number 17.
That little drafting is like a Pavlov's dog reaction.
Right. Jahan Dotson, another receiver. Your mic just stops working for you.
Another receiver. We're in a receiver run here.
Jahan Dotson out of Penn State.
He's legit. I mean,
I don't know if it's true or not. It seems like Penn State has all these like kind of smaller, quick dudes. Obviously, Hamler with the Broncos is one.
5'11", 178.
No, they've had a lot of receiver talent of recent, which is why some of their fans have been frustrated because their QB situation hasn't been great.
All right.
Which honestly
sorry, Chris, I don't mean to cut you off, but we've got to get out of here. We got Ryan Stonehouse coming up next. It's the Whole Show Draft Night Special live from Crazy Carl's. We'll be right back.